that's true. I do get a better taste. Even a trash human being like me, who loves and seeks out PBR, like, it is a little bit better when it's not ice cold. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need it as cold as the Rockies, like Coors is. It's got it, like, cold is good, but I don't want it, like, hot. Yeah. But, like, a cold...
Well, there are some beers that, like, PBR traditionally nice. Be served, like, room temperature.
Yeah. PBR, I think, is one of those. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, I like it better when it's just on the side of cold. Welcome to Booze.
Booze Talk.
The podcast about booze. The
podcast where Ian drinks beer. Because I'm a hipster.
We had this really, this banana bread beer?
Banana bread. This is going to be like the second episode we open talking about beer that we're drinking.
That's totally fine. I think that's rad.
But this one is
we're just both beer fans.
Shout out to Eagle Brewery banana bread beer.
That's so good.
Malt beverage. Brewed with bananas and banana flavor added.
You gotta love banana bread to like this one. But it's if you love banana bread, you will really like it.
It is, yeah, it's a solid little... Oh, it's made in the UK.
Ooh. Yeah, gotta love banana bread. But if you're one of those people and you know you're one of those people who, like, I fucking love banana bread, you will want to drink this.
I love them bananas.
Like, yeah. Because I hate actual bananas, but I will destroy a loaf of banana bread.
Give me those banana breads.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to our haunted backyard.
Where we talk about local legends, country road cryptids, small town spooky. Someday I'm going to have a set order for those terms.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I need to start off this episode with an apology.
Oh.
So I'm holding a press conference. First off, I would like to thank God and my family for staying by my side. And I want to apologize to our listeners. During the last episode where we talked about the space pancakes, during the recording, neither of us made an intergalactic house of pancakes joke. And I feel ashamed and filled with regret. And I'd like to thank God and my family.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I am also now ashamed of myself for not making an IHOP intergalactic house of pancakes joke.
Yeah, it was bad. I feel really bad about that.
I didn't even think about it.
I think you made the joke after we were done recording, and that, like, that's in my, like, that's been living in my brain for a while now.
Yeah, that sounds like oh, fuck, I wish I thought of this at the time joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was just... once again, want to thank God and my family for seeing me through these trying times.
Yes.
And thank you, listeners, and I hope you forgive me. So now we'll move past the shame together.
We can move past the shame together and begin anew with a whole new episode and a whole new topic where there'll be just as many jokes.
Depends
on the topic.
Yeah, there's
sometimes some, like, heavy stuff.
And you're just like, yeah, that's not a joke.
Yeah.
It's I got some. Not gonna say them out loud.
All right. So, Ian, the last episode, at the very end, I teased you with what my research topic episode was going to be.
Yes.
And I said, if I'm correct, if I'm paraphrasing correctly, it was a place where you and I have been before.
Cheeks Gentlemen's Club.
Is that still open?
Maybe.
I've never been to a gentleman's club, so I don't know.
I've never either. I worked at a Starbucks down by Cheeks and Diamonds, and a bouncer would come in, and really cool. He'd come in, and he'd get coffees for the dancers. And
oh, nice. That's so nice of him.
He'd pay us in $2 bills.
Specifically $2 bills?
Frequently $2 bills.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's one weird tale. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say, like, I worked at a Starbucks and that's the closest I got to a gentleman's club. That's what you were going to say?
I mean, depending on the customer, I did not work there when we were 24-hour Starbucks, but it was mm-hmm. That was a 24-hour Starbucks.
Oh, wow. So, holy shit. I didn't even know Starbucks were open 24 hours.
I don't think they are anymore, but that one used to be.
Wow. Okay. Well, no, it is not. Neither of us have ever been to Cheeks Gentlemen's Club, but this where I'm going to talk about today is
the haunted strip club.
I would go to a haunted strip club.
I'm going to see some boobies.
There, and that's the show. But no, this is actually the place where we met for the first time.
Oh, the old alma mater.
The old alma mater. The old Sinclair Community College campus in Dayton, Ohio.
Yes.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, the Sinclair campus in Dayton is reportedly very haunted.
Super haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew a little bit about it when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I told you the places I was going to mention, I said there were three places in my notes, and you mentioned like two out of the three right off the bat,
mm-hmm.
and they were Blair Hall.
Yes.
And then the other one was Building 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which also, I'm just going to say, best building to be haunted at. The ghosts knew what they were doing.
It's a good building to be haunted at. Theoretically. I also spent a lot of time in that building.
Oh.
Because it was the arts building.
Oh.
And my mother, at the time I was going to Sinclair, my mm-hmm. mother was auditing classes. She'd audit, like, sculpting classes and stuff like that so she could use the studio.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I would have to be in Building 13 at, like, 10 o'clock at night, and there's nobody around and just waiting for my mom to, like, finish, like, wrapping up her work.
Oh.
And I knew it was haunted.
Did you feel anything? Did you have any experiences before?
Mostly just, I don't want to turn around because I feel like if anytime I turn around anywhere, there's going to be a ghost.
Yeah.
So I just need to sit in the chair and look at my book, and I can't, until my mom comes out, I can't move or turn my head or look away from the book.
Shit.
I was too scared to.
I don't think I ever was physically in Building 13.
Yeah, it was kind of removed from the rest of campus.
Yeah,
it was a weird one to get through.
It was, yeah, because I don't remember ever having to go in it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, again, it's been years since we've both been to Sinclair, but I do not actively remember having to go into Building 13.
Yeah, it was where, like, a lot of the fine arts were in that building, and there was I think it's where they also had, like, the engineering, like the mechanic.
Yeah.
School, the school of mechanics.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense because I never went to the mechanic thing. I forgot they had like a big, like, car mechanics department
mm-hmm.
and trade department thing, and that was also there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would see it, but I would never have to go in it.
Mm-hmm.
But got a little ahead of ourselves, but that's fine. A little backstory about Sinclair.
Mm-hmm.
Sinclair started as a YMCA building in 1887.
I didn't know it used to be a YMCA.
Yeah.
Because now I just, like, I'm imagining the village people advertising for Sinclair.
I would have made me go. It'd be funny. And it changed locations a few times until it hit its final destination, which where it currently is now, in Dayton, in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
So this was its final location to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a 7-building, 20-acre place at 444 West 3rd Street. So mm-hmm. if you're in the Dayton area, that's where it is. And like I said, yeah, actively haunted places are Building 13, the Blair Hall Theater,
mm-hmm.
another very appropriate haunting area.
Yeah, another place I also spent a lot of time
in. So. And the Tartan Marketplace, of all places. Mm-hmm. Their own, like, the food area / like where you buy your books and stuff.
Yeah, which I never heard about that one.
Neither did I until I did my research. I didn't know. I only knew about the two.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, going into this, I only vaguely knew about the two.
Yeah.
Since we started talking about Building 13, you want me to go ahead and do Building 13
first?
Yeah,
tell me. I know a little bit about, like, the history of it, mm-hmm. but regale our listeners and probably me too, because I'll probably be wrong about a lot of things.
In Building 13, what I have in my notes is it's supposedly haunted by a ghost named Joshua, who died in 1913 during the Great Dayton Flood.
Yes. I knew about the flood.
Yeah, I did not know. I had no idea. This is another thing I had no idea about until I did this, started researching for this. Yeah, the Dayton Flood, a little quick snidbit for those who don't know, it was a 3-day-long like rainfall that had 8 to 11 inches of rain through 3 days.
It is one of those things where, like, if you are from Dayton,
yeah,
which you're from a little bit, you're closer to Cincinnati.
But yes.
Like, if you live in Dayton, you know about the flood because
mm-hmm.
it was, like, most of what is now, like, downtown Dayton
mm-hmm.
just completely flooded.
Nuts.
Buildings caught fire because there were, like, gas leaks and stuff like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
It was flooded and on fire.
Oh my God. Yeah, I had never heard of this until today, the day when I was researching this.
And then it was also, so last episode we talked about the Pattersons, where John Patterson was the founder of the National Cash Register Corporation.
Yeah.
And the flood happened at the perfect time for him, because he was able to build some boats to send out to rescue people stranded in downtown.
Yeah.
And this was right at the time he was being investigated for like tax violation labor law violation or something like that. And then the flood happens, he becomes a hero, and then everyone's like, we can't arrest this guy.
That sneaky bastard.
Yeah.
That sneaky bastard.
He's also the origin of the term fired, like you're fired. One of his managers learned that he no longer had a job because he went to the office building one day and his desk was on the lawn on fire.
Okay, that's a sick way to
quit. I am 80% certain about that story.
That's so cool. Yeah. Wow, I had never known that either. Oh man. But yeah, Dayton, the flood was bad, and Joshua was supposedly killed in that flood in 1913.
Mm-hmm. See, and that one of the stories I heard was that building 13 was where they also just would end up putting a lot of, bodies.
Yeah, I did come across that in the research as well. There is also, I think this was, Joshua, that the security guard found, because one of the security guards in Building 13 reportedly claimed to chase a ghost into a wall. The anonymous security officer saw a fully clothed older man walk through Building 13. A security officer caught up to him, and the figure disappeared through a wall.
So,
I actually have the quote. I'm going to pull up the quote from the officer from my phone.
When you said his name was Joshua, my brain went, child? Like, this is a little kid.
Right.
It's Joshua, a little kid. And then you said old man. I was like, oh, this is a completely different vibe.
Yeah, very much different vibe.
It's old man Joshua, very different from baby Joshua.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do I want to be haunted by more?
Yeah.
And I almost think old man Joshua,
Baby
ghost Joshua is waking up at night, standing by your bed. Old man Joshua, you just walk into your living room, and he's there, and he's smoking his ghost pipe, and he just looks at you, and he gives you a very dignified nod, and then disappears. And I'm like, he's cool, he's chill.
Yeah, yeah. Because creepy ghost kids scare the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather be haunted by an old man than a kid ghost. Mm-hmm. The quote from the security officer is as follows. This security officer wanted to remain anonymous when he did this. I found this on I believe, Sinclair's newspaper on their website. There I saw it. I couldn't believe it. Oh, I'm sorry. She said. I should have read that first. There I saw it. I couldn't believe it. She said. I said, did you see where he went? And the security guard said, I saw where he went. I'm not going to talk about it. And if you're not going to get me in the building again.
So something a lot of people don't know about her, Reba McEntire used to be a security guard at Sinclair.
She did. I'm Reba. Oh my God. Oh yeah. I love how I've noticed one thing I found out about, especially people of, like, law enforcement or of, like, high stations like this or, like, considered respectable stations in society, most of the time I found that their accounts will remain anonymous because of the ridicule they could get, I think, from the offices of them that they work at.
Yeah.
And there's always I found a report, like, just listening to a couple spooky podcasts researching some stuff with, like, security and police officer, accounts. Most of the time, it ends with the, I'm not going in there and I'm not going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just completely dismissing it from the mind.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, we expect these individuals, like security officers, police officers, things like that, to be serious-minded, no jokes, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And so, yeah. like, and it, so that adds, like, a different flavor to their testimony.
Right. Some people would argue, some people are of the mindset that, like, accounts from, like, these types of offices are more legitimate because they're not going to, like, fluff a story up yeah. or something
especially,
like that.
Especially when you get to... the fact that they want to be anonymous. It's not a lot of people will be like, oh yeah, they said this to all UFO because they want to be famous.
Yes.
But there's so many accounts from we assume to be serious minded people, whether that be a police officer, soldiers, scientists
mm-hmm.
who experience these things.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And then are just like, I'm not going to give you my name though, because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with the ridicule.
I don't want to deal with the ridicule. I don't want to deal with the constant questions or the constant like feedback of like questions from people who are interested
mm-hmm.
being like, hey, what did you see? What did you see? Like, I need to know all the details of what you saw.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And if you don't want to be in that world, like this world, then that's the easiest way to do it. It's like, I saw this. I'm not telling you who I am. I'm going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the easiest way to get out of this world. The reason that Joshua is named that is because supposedly a rumor is that there was someone alone in Building 13, and they had an encounter where it was a lab tech in Building 13, and a document was printed from a printer, like without them doing anything. Like,
oh no, the ghosts are learning Microsoft.
the ghost supposedly printed a piece of paper from a printer that just had the name Joshua on it. When it was printed, it didn't tell me what font.
I'm just it's Comic Sans.
I hope so.
The ghost is like, look at this funny script. I'm gonna print a meme out and give it to my grandchildren.
Joshua.
My name is Joshua. The idea of a ghost learning how to use the computer so that he can did he have money to pay for the print?
Like, like that's like 10 cents. I forgot about that.
Like, you gotta pump 10 cents in there. Where do you get the money?
I forgot about that. You had to pay to print things at Sinclair.
Yeah, I was like, does he have a ghost dime?
Oh my god.
What's ghost currency? What's the ghost like rate of currency?
What's the ghost currency?
If I need to like go to Ghostland.
Yeah.
And I have to like exchange my money
mm-hmm.
like US dollars to ghost US dollars. Like yeah. what is the like the rate of exchange?
Well, there's the Greek pantheon thing where you lay two coins on their eyes for Charon the ferryman
yeah.
to cart them to the underworld.
But okay, but there's a huge world difference between like am I putting like a dollar coin on
you
there,
got a point.
Or is it like a penny?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I need to, what's the inflation rates
yeah.
in Ghost World?
Yeah, because the coin, we don't know really what our coins, what we have, even American currency isn't the same as all currency around the world, but especially in Greece, we don't know how much they laid on their eyes
mm-hmm.
when, for the underworld. So
what if it's two coins?
Yeah.
But when you said we don't know how much they laid, I was like just bury my head in pennies.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my god. Could
just
you
imagine being Chiron like coming up and the person's like, "Look, I didn't have the two drachma. All I have are these little like will you accept like if I had just like these 50 little half drachma or whatever."
It's the old lady at the grocery store that's paying him in pennies, and like there's a line of people to get on the boat,
and that's how the zombie apocalypse starts.
It's like he like comes like a little old lady gets on a boat and he's like, it's this much to ride. And she's like, oh, I've got it right here. Shakily opens up coin purse. One, two, three. And like you have someone right behind her that has exact change.
And then she's like, oh, wait, that's a wheat penny. I'm going to keep that one. One.
And Charon's just... I would hope that at that point, maybe Charon's like the head boatman and he has other boat lanes that he could open up.
Oh, is it franchising now?
Yeah, like I would hope he's like has other ferrymen.
Franchise or MLM. He's just like, hey, undead girl boss.
Yeah, you wanted to
Would you like to be an entrepreneur and own your own boat business? Your
boat to carry people into Tartarus?
You have just give me 50 drachma for your own side.
Though, side note, if you haven't played the game Hades, it's fucking cool.
Solid game.
Solid game, and Charon is dope looking in that game. Mm-hmm. He's kind of hot, too, which is weird. But everybody in Hades is hot.
That's true, yeah.
Like, everybody in Hades is hot. The other, that was building 13. Would you like to go on the rest of the journey with me?
Yes, but there is a ghost I heard about in building 13 that you didn't cover.
Oh, please do. Yeah, I couldn't find it. That was so all I found on building 13.
Going back to building 13, going back to the story of, like, building 13 is where they put the bodies mm-hmm. during the flood. It was both human bodies,
mm-hmm.
and because of the time period, there were still horse and buggies going
yeah.
around.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
There are also horse bodies.
Oh.
And I heard stories about ghost horse.
Ghost horse?
And there would be, like, so, like there was somebody would turn a corner and there'd be a horse in the hallway, and it would, like, fall through the floor.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I think horses are terrifying, and I would not be okay.
It would be, yeah. Just imagine, like, I would not be okay in general if I saw a horse.
Yeah.
At school.
Yeah. I'm genuinely like, not okay when I see when I'm around a horse.
Is he getting his associates?
Like, is he just looking for some oats? God, no, that. I didn't find anything about that because, again, for some reason, this was hard to research. There's just not a lot of articles about this.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is like word of mouth stuff.
Yeah,
like it's things it's things that you hear from like when you're hanging out after class or in between classes.
Yeah, where did we hung out like near the library, didn't we?
Yeah, we hung out our group hung out at the library. I was a theater student for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
so I spent a lot of time in Blair Hall.
Yeah.
And even like late night, because I had to work on one of the shows, mm-hmm. and so I was there fairly late at night, and that's of course when. The people who've been there for a while is like, oh yeah, here's stories.
Oh yeah, and great transition, by the way, because next I'm going to talk about Blair Hall.
Ghost horse.
Ghost horse.
Give me an apple.
Nay. but Blair Hall is named, a little history, Blair Hall was named after Vincent P. Blair, the first chairman of St. Clair's Board of Trustees. Mm-hmm. That's why it's named that. One of the ghosts in Blair Hall, I think, is the most famous ghost, because Blair Hall had the longest explanation out of all the places when I was doing my research on this. A friendly spirit given the name Hamlet. Does that ring any bells for you?
Not off the top of my mm-hmm. head, but it's been a while since I've heard any of those stories. So
there's a woman, I think she's like the head of Blair Hall at the time when this article was published. Gina Nuever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Gina.
Yeah.
I knew Gina.
Yeah. She encountered Hamlet, has reportedly encountered Hamlet when, she's reported things like hearing noises in the theater, feeling a presence. It's me turning the page. She described a time where she was testing the lights in the theater and she saw a figure like walk by on the stage,
mm-hmm.
While she was doing a light testing for a show. But everyone who's talked about, this ghost, has talked about the ghost that has just been given the name Hamlet, has had a lot of positive encounters. Like, nothing has been negative.
Mm-hmm.
With this theater ghost,
mm-hmm.
which is
helping you out with your lines.
Yeah. Oh man, that if he helped you out with line reading, that'd be so cool.
Like, imagine you're on stage and it's in the middle of like Richard III or something like that, and you've blanked on your lines. You just hear this voice start whispering in your ear, just like, "It's my kingdom for a horse."
And then Ghost Horse.
And then Ghost Horse shows up.
And then Ghost Horse shows up. Oh my god, that would be the best show. And then that would be the best show. I mean, like, all positive encounters from Hamlet. And I've noticed that theater ghosts are such a toss-up. Because they mm-hmm. can either be very positive or very negative.
They're just criticizing. They're like, look, I didn't really believe you when you're up there doing August Osage County. I just didn't believe that you had that hatred towards your mother.
Yeah.
What's your motivation?
What's your motivation? Oh my god. But yeah, I think I have a quote from Gina on my phone as well that I copied, that I got from the article. Yeah. I have this quote here. We spent a bit of time in the lobby, but the auditorium itself was locked. Unfortunately, no one came into or through the lobby. Thus, we were able to get a feel for the surroundings. After climbing the spiral staircase on the balcony access, I tried the upstairs door. It was also locked. Mm-hmm. The door was more than locked. I mean, I tried the handle and I felt this sensation of, no, don't come in. Just a sensation of do not come into this place.
This is the dressing room.
And I said, okay by me, they said. Then the curtain I had moved to get access to the door felt as dense as and heavy as going back out. So like the curtain when they went to from that door, like behind them, that curtain also felt like there was a presence like holding it, or it felt dense apparently. Mm-hmm. And that person says that gave me pause. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't another anonymous Blair Hall encounter that I pulled from Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
When I was researching on this. But yeah, and I know another, still talking about like theaters, another place I do want to talk about eventually is the Sorg Opera House. Mm-hmm. That place is in Middletown. That place is incredibly haunted. I know from a friend of mine who used to work there.
I feel like it's one of those things where if you build a theater, it's like if you do not have a ghost will be provided for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
It is one of the things where it's just like there is always, every theater has a ghost.
If you don't have a ghost in your theater, then do you have a theater?
I feel like there's ghosts like classified ads. And
oh
they'll
my
be
God.
Just like, there's a new theater opening up in Springboro. We need a ghost. The building's brand new. There's no ghost there. Nobody's died there yet.
That's what I wanted in afterlife. Whatever afterlife you personally believe in, if you're listening, like maybe there's a hell, maybe there's a Tartarus, maybe there's Asphodel, maybe there's Valhalla, but like whatever it is, can I choose? I want the one where it's literally just like Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
I don't have to be in the waiting room all the time, but like, if there are options, if there is legitimate, like, ghost, like, haunted ads, like, we need a haunt for this place, mm-hmm. That's what I want in my afterlife.
Yeah, just a ghost contractor.
Yeah, ghost contractor. I don't need to be a bioexorcist like Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the ideal afterlife. Ghost.
I specifically would want to do theater haunting.
Yes.
Because I would just... I would be the negative ghost who's just like, these costumes, what are you doing?
God.
You didn't need to make it steampunk.
And if you're going to, don't just throw some gears on it. Is that coming from a personal experience?
No, not at all.
I couldn't help myself. I remembered the show specifically, and I had, but we don't got to talk about it. Oh no. But the other and last haunting place is the one that we had no idea about, which was the Tartan Marketplace. This is where you buy all your books.
And for those of you who don't know, the Sinclair mascot.
Oh yeah, I should have mentioned that.
Which was always odd to think about, because I guess there was a, I think there was a basketball team.
There was. It was the because the
but
it,
but
yeah
the, yeah the mascot there was. Is the mascot is the, it's the Sinclair Tartans.
Yeah,
and it's like a bear.
I think it's a lion.
Or a lion in a kilt.
Yeah, it's a lion in a kilt. That's all it is.
It's
weird.
It was always very weird. And
it doesn't make sense for Dayton specifically.
Yeah, it's. I never figured out why it was the Tartans. Well, Sinclair is a Scottish name. That makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
That does make sense. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, the cool two names are done. Like, Flyers is generic, but it's still not a Tartan, and Dragons is already fucking taken.
Yeah, well, Dragons weren't taken yet. There was Dragons, the Dayton Dragons were relatively recent.
That's true, they are. I just think that's...
The other one, right, so yeah, it's the University of Dayton is the Flyers.
Yeah.
And then Wright State is the Raiders.
The Raiders, yeah.
And we had a wolf. Had a wolf was their...
I think it's still a wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's still like a wolf when I see Wright State stuff. And if it's the one that I... If it's our Wright State, like Ohio's Wright State, I still see a wolf.
Yeah.
In promotional stuff.
But Sinclair... For Sinclair, it was mostly just like, I'm like, we're a community college. Like, we don't... Why do we have a mascot? Do we do sport?
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to remember. Like, they might have a basketball team.
I think you're right. Because, but again... It ain't a college for sports.
Yeah.
You go to UD or you go to UD, Wright State, or OU for that.
Oh, yeah. Wright State's basketball team's gotten a little better from what I hear.
I don't do sports.
Yeah.
I say neither of us, I think, no sport.
Not that, yeah.
Yeah, we're not sports, except for wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for wrestling. We're wrestling bros.
I wish I could have gotten a wrestling scholarship.
Dude.
But for management, like I wouldn't want to be an actual wrestler.
Yeah.
I would want to be a manager.
I wanted to also just be a manager.
Yeah.
The Tard Marketplace is where you get your books and stuff. It's supposedly, I think this is like the most spookiest, because yes, theaters can be spooky, but that ghost was relatively positive. Mm-hmm. Building 13 has a creepy old man Joshua and also Ghost Horse, which is, both are arguably terrifying.
Yes.
Especially Ghost Horse.
Imagine the eyes.
Oh my god. All I can picture is, you ever seen Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider?
No.
In Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider, he runs into the original Phantom Rider, which was the original Ghost Rider played by Sam Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
And the original Ghost Rider was a cowboy, and the horse was spectral. So when they both, and in the movie, they're chasing down essentially the devil, and they ride off on to go fight, and you have Ghost Rider on his motorcycle, and then next to him is the Phantom Rider, it also in a skull, but also riding a flaming horse. And that's kind of what I picture, what I hear about Ghost Horse.
Because you just be turning the corner in Building 13, and there's a fiery horse, and you're just okay, this is, I'm dead.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
it just
leaving
glowing-eyed just... flame horse.
Yeah.
Like evil Ponyta, but worse. that's for all you Pokemons out there. But Sinclair Bookstore is supposedly built over a hanging field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that one. I knew.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the bookstore, but I remember that it was the part of Sinclair was built on the executioner spot.
Yeah. And this was complete news to me.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone to Sinclair for a good handful of years. And I had never heard that anywhere, whispered anywhere. I never got a weird feeling going in the bookstore. Mm-hmm. I tell you that. Never.
I got a weird feeling, but mostly because I was paying like $60 for a book.
Yeah. That's the only haunting part about it is the prices.
The amount you're going to pay and borrow is scary.
It's supposedly the story that why it's haunted is in 1880 a man was hung for cheating on his wife. But
that seems don't cheat. That's
don't
not
cheat.
Good.
Don't cheat.
That seems a little extreme.
Right. Well, because it's weird because there's a he was at the end he was hung, but it's a weird story because he was found guilty. He fled Ohio. To get away from the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But then he came back to Ohio.
He was like, I forgot my daughter. My wallet was in my other pants. No, it was your daughter. Oh, that too.
But he got caught when he came back to come back for his daughter. But then he escaped, but tried again. And got caught and wasn't able to escape. So he got out twice, was caught three times.
Dedicated father.
Yeah, dedicated
like,
father.
Like, big, like, Liam Neeson
yes.
vibes coming from this. Like
except don't... I think it was Deadpool, where it was like... It's like, I had a Liam Neeson nightmare, and he got mad at me for kidnapping his daughter. They made three of those movies. At some point, you just have to agree that he's a bad father.
Keeps coming back.
He does.
That's a good papa.
That's a good papa. But yeah, he was he didn't escape the third time, and he was sentenced and hung in the same place as the Tartan Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And a poem, apparently, I couldn't find what the poem said, But apparently a poem was left in his cell after the hanging.
Mm-hmm.
There, I couldn't find, even through Tumblr, I couldn't find any encounter stories of, like, anyone who is, like, of anyone who's, like, experienced something weird in the Tartan Marketplace, or if they felt anything in the Tartan Marketplace, because I'm like, oh, I got excited because I'm like, oh, people worked there. People worked and clothed that bookstore.
Yeah.
So there has to be something, but no, there were like no encounter stories.
Mm-hmm.
If you are listening and you do have an encounter story from either of these three places, definitely like reach out to us and let us know about them, because the internet was very, very scarce.
Yeah, I know I've got a couple of friends who were, a few years before I was at Sinclair, but they were in the theater program there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have stories, they probably know people who do.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I would have to do some like memory hunting, but I feel like I also had a couple friends who worked in the marketplace. So I'd have to like see if I could hunt those people down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you went to Sinclair and have some spooky stories, let us know.
Yeah.
Did you encounter the ghost horse? Are you the ghost horse?
Are you...
if you're the ghost horse, can we interview you?
Yes. And click once for what? Yes, twice for no.
Yeah.
just for some reason, I don't know if it's because there aren't any, or if it's because people don't want to talk about it. But yeah, the internet, I came up very dry when researching just hauntings and encounters for Sinclair. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but it's very dry.
Well, maybe this could be like the beginning of us like starting to collect those stories.
It could be,
like,
you're right.
Like I said, it was one of those things where like I had, like, have distinct memories of like hearing these stories. It is one of those things where like you're hanging out, you just finished studying for a test, and so people start telling each other the stories that they've like of like things they heard, like secondhand they heard, or like are doing the theater, especially like we'd spend a lot of time hanging out at that spiral staircase that was in the article, or like in the basement of building 2. And inevitably the stories would happen because we're all here late at night because we have to rehearse for the show. And so eventually like we're bored and waiting for somebody else to get ready to do the next scene. And so we're just telling each other stories.
Yeah.
Blair Hall was like, I don't have any like specific stories. It was creepy. It could be, but then again, I think it's one of those things that any theater at night is also kind of scary.
Yeah. Even my like middle school and high school theater was creepy at night when we had to do the little programs where you standing on a riser and sang at your parents. Like those going to it late at night or early at night to get ready for the show was just genuinely creepy.
Yeah.
Like, I think it just invokes something that is just like, it's a like high ceilings and it's kind of a little disorientating. Like, yeah,
there's lots of ropes and
there's lots of ropes, there's like curtains. Yeah. And then and growing up, I don't know about like, and I don't know about you, but like a lot of media, a lot of children's media, a lot of haunted theaters in children's media. Like, one that sticks out for me, as we like ramble a little bit, one that sticks out for me was the Goosebumps story, Ghost, Phantom of the School Play or something like that. And, Ghost of the Auditorium. That's what it was. It was, Phantom of the Auditorium. And that was the one that stuck out to me a lot. And, for as far as like haunted ghosts. And then there was the Disney Channel, original movie, Phantom of the Megaplex.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's kooky. It's really funny. It's a nice little slice of like late 90s, early 2000s, Halloween special stuff.
Good stuff.
Like where everyone in that movie has one personality trait, and that's the character.
Yes.
Like it's like this is the annoying one. This is the young one. This is girl. Like like they have like one singular personality trait, and that's the character.
Mm-hmm.
It's I wouldn't say guilty pleasure, because I don't think if you like something, don't feel bad about it. But it's definitely, like, one I put on to get me into kooky Halloween spirit.
If you like murder,
yeah,
I feel like you should feel bad about that.
If you get pleasure out of being a murderer, don't be a murderer.
Feel guilty.
Feel guilty about being a murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but if you like all about that bass as legitimately as a song, it's okay.
I might judge you a little bit.
I might judge you a
little bit. But I support you.
Yeah. I'm not going to take that away from you.
Yeah. Like I might not like your taste in music, but I will die defending your right to listen to it.
Yeah, I will die defending your right to listen to whatever shitty music you want.
I try not to be judgmental, but I ain't.
I had to. That was funny. I had to. It was
no,
funny.
But no, I just feel bad because I do. I'm that kind of person where I'm like, I want you to like the things you like, but what you like is bad.
Yeah.
And you should recognize.
If I could go, my last diatribe is I was seeing this girl at one point, and she was fun, she was cute, but this isn't the sole reason we broke up. But like we stopped seeing each other, we weren't dating; we were just like seeing each other.
Yeah.
The one time we hung out, she wanted to show me one of her favorite movies, and I love getting to know people through movies.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, this was M. Night Shyamalan's The Visit. And it's... If you know what I'm talking about?
I've not seen The Visit.
It is about... It's a found footage mm-hmm. movie about these kids that go... That are shipped to their grandma's house while their mom's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And weird, scary shit happens at the grandma's house. And spoiler alert for anyone who cares about it. But it turns out that these grandparents are not their real grandparents. They killed their grandparents.
Oh, okay. I've heard.
And are, like, psychopath, and, like, the grandmother unfortunately has sundown syndrome.
I also think that was a Goosebumps episode.
It felt like an adult Goosebumps.
Like, legitimately, like, I think there was a Goosebumps episode where the grandparents weren't actually the grandparents.
It was, yeah, because it's I think you're right. My immediate one is don't go in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a plant monster being the dad
mm-hmm.
and trying to take over the world as a plant monster. But I think there was a Goosebumps episode where the grandparents weren't the grandparents.
Yeah, or maybe like, they were ghost parents.
Yeah, like Body like, Snatcher or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the movie is really bad. Mm-hmm. Like, also it plays on the fear of old people. Like it plays in the fear of the elderly,
yeah.
And I didn't like that,
yeah.
And because again the grandmother they did kill the previous grandparents, like the actual grandparents in the movie, like before the grandkids got there.
Mm-hmm.
So they are legitimately psychopathic and bad people, but like it does play on the fear of the elderly because mm-hmm. the grandmother the older woman has sundown syndrome where. You know, she starts becoming, like, you know, losing her, like, becoming unhinged at night when the sun goes down. It's an actual, like, condition. And it just plays on that.
Yeah.
I felt dirty watching because I was like, this is just, like, I don't want to be, I'm not afraid of old people. I'm not afraid of the elderly.
Unless like, it's the lady at the river.
unless it's the...
The river of the dead, like, trying to pay...
Charon
and just individual pennies.
at some point, it's
that just, is just one of those things where I'm just like, oh, ma'am.
You're tapping your foot. You're just like, well, I'm dead. It's not like I have
nowhere to go.
I have nowhere to go. we're all going to the same place.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyway.
So, thank you, Eric. That was you're a lot. Like, yeah, a lot of that stuff I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Some of it I did, but it was fun to remember
mm-hmm.
being definitely. At Sinclair. But yeah, thank you all.
Thank you.
For yes. listening to this episode. And we will see you next time. If you, actually before we end things, if you have any stories, if you have Sinclair stories or any kind of stories, mm-hmm. let us know. Send us an email at hauntedbackyardcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Follow us on the various social medias.
Mm-hmm.
And... just thank you again
mm-hmm.
for listening. It's weird stuff and it's fun stuff and we enjoy talking about it.
So yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you again.
I was just going to say, I hope you enjoy listening about it. So
yeah, I hope we do too. We're very new at this. So like we do encourage also constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Like we have sort of, you have a little bit more experience in podcasting than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like actually making one. than I do. But mm-hmm. like, if you, if, but so what we are just going on this journey and figuring it out as we go.
Yeah. And so, but like, unless it's the constructive criticism is like that, that Ian guy, he just needs to leave.
No, yeah. Don't be that. Don't be that guy.
I will cry.
Yeah. We're very, yeah. Don't, we don't want to cry.
I will send Ghost Horse to your house.
Yes. Is Ghost Horse going to be our mascot?
Ghost Horse is my friend.
Is Ghost Horse going to be our mascot?
That now? Ghost Horse might be one of our first like t-shirts. Like Ghost we might need a Ghost Horse.
Is great. I'm usually afraid of horses, but I love Ghost Horse. All right, everybody. This has been Our Haunted Backyard. I have been Eric.
I have been Ian.
And thank you all very much for listening.
Stay spooky. Stay nice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.